Pretty straightforward, Batman is not only a villain but ultimately ends up doing more harm than the villains he fights. To start, Bruce Wayne spending millions of dollars in order to fund his alter ego is not only a poor use of funds but also embezzlement. The billions spent on gadgets and secret hideouts for Batman could do more good if used to fund public programs than Batman has ever done, but I will concede this is an opinion that I will expand on later. What is not an opinion is the fact that Bruce Wayne utilizing funds from Wayne Enterprises to fund Batman is textbook embezzlement. Batman is Bruce Wayne, who is also the owner of Wayne Enterprises. Batman Industries is set up as a subsidiary of Wayne Enterprises to fund Batman and other superheroes' activities fighting crime. This means that Bruce Wayne is funneling company money into his own pockets under the guise of a quasi-charity. That is something a bad guy does. Next, Batman's refusal to kill villains has led to billions in damages and the deaths of thousands. It is cute that Batman decides to take the moral high ground of never killing the villains he continues to fight. He just continues to fight the good fight, beating the villain once again and locking them up until they escape once again. The only problem is Batman knows the villains are going to escape. Most of the villains he fights are superheroes or members of super criminal organizations that are essentially impossible to keep locked up forever. Him knowing this and still refusing to kill them makes him culpable in the deaths of civilians and countless damages to public property. Funny enough, Batman may refuse to kill a supervillain, but he doesn't hesitate to permanently injure petty criminals. Batman has often fought burglars, conmen, thieves, etc. Largely petty criminals that he doles out the same life-altering beating to. These are not superhumans, there is no way such physical trauma has not led to long-term consequences. But studies have shown that people who perpetrate petty crimes such as these are usually more of a victim of the state's incompetence than anything. These crimes increase in frequency with poverty, population density, and other institutional failures. It is neither useful nor fair for Batman to break their jaw for stealing some cash that probably goes to feeding them for a few weeks. This also doesn't even account for the untold costs of medical care for these people that the state no doubt has to cover. Overall, Batman sucks, he's a hypocrite, a criminal, and does more harm than good. Edit, you guys keep posting the same responses so I'll just answer them all here for you. Batman does charity already. This argument makes no sense. There is no finite amount of charity work to be done. Poverty has demonstrably not been snuffed out, mental health is abysmal, etc. So there's still massive room for improvement. The money he does spend on being Batman would be better spent on public welfare programs, until none of these things are problems anymore. Batman doesn't kill because the authors don't want to create new villains. Another argument that makes no sense. Batman is whatever the authors say he is. If they give him the quality of not wanting to kill, that's it. Other superheroes that do regularly kill the villains they come in contact with exist, even in the same universe, so it's not like the authors are just hand-tied on this matter. Batman doesn't kill people because that would make him bad. This is a bad argument for two reasons. 1. Batman is already a bad person. He regularly hospitalizes petty criminals, puts the public in danger during the exercise of his power fantasy and commits financial crimes for his own benefit. 2. His decision to not kill the villain is directly killing innocent people. To put it simply, this is the trolley problem. Pull the handle, kill one person or don't, and the trolley kills 100. Batman decides not to pull the handle. The reality is he's responsible for his inaction leading to deaths. You've only played the game / seen the movie and don't know what you're talking about, he doesn't actually do bad things. Batman in comics exclusively has tortured many people, including literally breaking all of the Penguin's limbs, abused his spouse, locked Robin in a cave without food or water, forcing him to eat rats, admittedly regular breaks the bones of criminals in combat. This doesn't even count the animated shows and movies where he recklessly endangers the public constantly and does all sorts of bad stuff. Bruce Wayne owns Wayne Industries, he can spend that money however he wants, it's not embezzlement. You don't understand what embezzlement is. Being the owner of a company does not mean you can just secretly transfer its funds into your own pocket in a way that prevents the government from adequately taxing you. Bruce Wayne utilizing funds to purchase himself, Batman, assets while nobody knows he is Batman is embezzlement. Straight up. Edit 2, to further clarify, Wayne Enterprises is not a sole proprietorship, it is a corporation. It's not Batman's job to kill the villains, you're just blaming him for the system's failure. Batman is literally a vigilante. He has decided to take up the role of judge, jury, and executioner because he deems the state incapable. He's taken up a job but decided to only do half of it and shrug his shoulders when that leads to innocent people dying. The petty criminals who get beat up are only beat up because they are trying to fight back slash run away. Yeah, because they're just trying to survive and the men who regularly hospitalizes people has jumped in front of them. Of course they are gonna run away or fight back. Not to mention Batman is a peak human, literal 99th percentile in every aspect and a master of martial arts. He could easily apprehend them without doing much damage. Batman is a billionaire illegally funneling money from his corporation to fund his power fantasy of beating up petty criminals. He has consistently failed to actually stop crime and has directly led to the suffering and death of many of the people around him. Sorry, but it's the truth. I'm the 10th dentist and I will turn you into one as well.